It's the Little Mo Show. I'm your host, Little Mo.
And it's your boy, Skeet Carter, the co-host of the Little Mo Show.
And today we're doing something very sexy, very different. You know, we always have the new artist spotlight, but usually it's new artists, but because she's seasoned and she's, you know, a round-the-way girl and she's been on a number one show and she got a ring, we're gonna let Miss Felicia Temple tell us all about her life. Hey, Felicia.
Hey, Felicia.
Give it up.
Hi, Felicia.
Hi, Felicia.
And she got all her teeth. I like somebody with all her teeth.
This is good. That's right.
How old are you?
Can
you
old say? Enough.
Old hey. Enough. That's a good answer. So she gonna be in the game for a long time because Beyonce's 67 and she's still acting like she about. Acting like she's 32, so you doing good. You look good.
Well, how old am I? Because remember, you and TK said
63.
My elbows. Yeah.
I remember you. 63. You doing good,
my
though.
My elbows.
That was good. But Felicia Temple, I seen you on The Voice.
Yes.
And that's a perfect show for what you have to bring. You have a great voice. So I
singer, songwriter. How did you get on The Voice?
I actually had no intentions on going on The Voice. They called me.
How'd they get your number?
They have industry ways. I have a lot of industry friends, so I guess gotcha. The casting people made a couple of phone calls. They thought I was signed, apparently. Mm-hmm. And they said, no, she's not signed. Here's a contact. Give her a call. And they called me, and I said no.
Mm. Wait, you told them no?
Yes.
That's what happens normally when you get a phone call. You when you call and you say yes, but they call you
and then you start 69,
no.
I'm like, hey.
Yeah. So weren't on the season when CeeLo was
you
there.
With the good one.
No, I was with Adam, Blake, Alicia, and Gwen.
Gwen Stefani. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
That's okay. That's because CeeLo. I miss CeeLo when he used to be out there with the cat. You know, he used to rub the cat. And you don't know whether to choose him or the cat to be who team you want to be on.
Wait, so who did you tell? No, Adam? Alicia?
No, this is the producers when they called me.
Got you.
They said, we already casted the season. We already did all these thousands of people. The season is casted.
Yeah.
Now we're ready to do, you know, there's weeks of band rehearsals and legal meetings and things like that. And they said, we're at that point. We've already casted. We want to add you to
that's
that.
Dope,
like, we'll fly you straight to
that's
L.A.
Good.
Got you.
Because I tried to get
and you
on
said
it.
No
they
to
had
that?
No space
I said
left
no.
for me.
Well, yes. When did you say yes? Because then you wound up being on it.
They ended up calling me.
And they had a check.
Well, there's a check that comes with it. I initially said no because I was sick. I was on chemo at the time. I had cancer.
Wait, wow. What?
Yeah, yes.
Her story shares a lot. There's more to it just the voice.
Let's talk about your story. Damn this paper. Felicia, tell us. Before The Voice, start from the chemo. I knew nothing about that.
Well, I was an artist. I was doing so many things. I was singing. I was an artist. I had projects out.
And I know your family is closely connected. I would say we're all separated by 6 degrees. The Sugar Hill Gang, which is the Robinsons, which is Leland and, you know, Sylvia Robinson. That's my family. So when
so
I
like
heard
Wonder Mike, Guy, Master, yes. Original Master G, and Big Bang Hank, God rest his soul, my Uncle Hank.
Well, my those family are like, owns the Sugar Hill Gang.
Okay, so that's like my family. My dad has been traveling with them for almost 30 years. Yeah, I've grown up with them, like barbecues, family cookouts.
And them jokes be lit.
To shows.
Because they got some money.
Yeah.
How long you been singing?
You keep trying to figure out your age.
I've been singing since before. I was humming before I could talk.
Right, so you always had
I was the kid that was humming on key, like in the car seat.
So you always would sing. So with the, so how long before you started to do it, you know, professionally or taking it to the
see,
other
I don't ever know what he's shooting his shot. That's why
see,
I'm like, because
no, I'm
you're doing
you
the eyes. Okay. I was looking at your
well,
eyes.
I started, and my dad was an underground house artist,
mm-hmm.
Like in the house music scene. So I grew up with like Barbara Tucker and like the Winter Music Conference, those people at like 13.
Okay.
So I was doing backgrounds for my dad. Fast forward, I became a nurse. I was living this cool double life. Yeah,
what
I'm a surgical nurse. Yes, yeah, so I
you're
live.
You're saying, a, your nurse, can you check my blood pressure?
Yeah, I can do that. I have my stethoscope actually in my purse. I can't hear everything.
That's good.
But
so it was all the way up to 30. That's what I'm trying to speed to get through
so
your life. So
I had put out EPs. I was working. I was doing my thing.
At 13.
No, I started after college. I started dropping music. I wanted to concentrate, get my degree.
And you went to college?
Yes. have a bachelor's, yeah.
So you were doing college and vocals and singing and putting out your
and
projects.
And then your whole world changed. How'd you find out about the cancer? Because I'm still bugging.
That's what I was
like,
trying to get to.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, how did that happen? Like,
I was prepping to shoot a music video for a new single. And I started getting really sick. I was nauseous. I was throwing up. And I was actually throwing up in my patient's bathroom. And the patient's like, you need help in there? And everybody's like, you really should go to the emergency room. I didn't want to go. I went, and they told me, you have an appendicitis. Your appendix needs to come out.
See, when I be doing it, I be like, oh, well, I'm pregnant. So that's why I'm just like, you didn't immediately, like, just be like, well.
I was having weird pains, and, like, things were happening to me that I knew weren't quite right. And I went in the emergency room. They almost sent me home.
But you being a nurse, you was like, oh, y'all check this. A triage nurse don't play with me.
I told them, I said, please, as a professional favor, give me a CAT scan. And they said, all right, we'll do you a favor. And they came back. Oh, holy shit, you got an appendicitis. I said, no, I don't.
You saved yourself.
We can see on the scan you have an appendicitis. They took out the appendix, and it wasn't until I went home. I was perfectly fine until the next week. The doctor called me and hit me with the classic movie line. Are you sitting down? Yes.
I was like, no, bitch, I'm washing dishes.
I was home alone. He said, are you sitting down? I said, yes. He said, well, it wasn't actually an appendicitis. It's cancer. There was a tumor in there that was enlarging your appendix, and now you're going to have to get your colon removed, like the right side of your colon removed. So I'll see you in the office next week. I was like, wow. Like, it was horrible.
Wow. So this was going on. This was before the Voice, correct?
This is before the Voice. So I ended up getting my colon removed 2 months later. I ended up starting chemo after that. And I was on my last round of chemo when they called me for the Voice.
Did you lose your hair?
No. Lucky for me, the drug I took, I got to keep my hair.
Gotcha.
My hair actually grew.
But emotionally.
You said it grew. It grew. Wow.
But you know what's crazy is even though a lot of people lose their hair, which is due to chemo, before the chemo, sometimes the stress from getting the news causes a lot of emotional, mental, and physical breakdown. So when you got that news, was you just like, you got to be fucking kidding me?
You know, the saddest part of it all is like, when you're an artist and you're so, especially on the indie scene, I was like, okay, I'm 2 EPs in. People are finally loving my stuff. I'm starting to get recognized. Mm-hmm. People are waiting for a new single. They're waiting for a new video. And like, I just got told I had cancer. And I'm like, how am I supposed to put out this video? Mm-hmm. And, you know, if I don't work, I don't get paid. I have to be able to put out this video. If I'm sick, I can't show my stomach now. I'm about to get my stomach cut open. Like, I had so many other worries that weren't about myself.
Right.
And I had to have a lot of discussions, like, with my family, with my friends, and with the team around me. And everybody's like, you know, you can't even give your best as an artist if you are not healthy. And this is God trying to tell you, you need a break. Because I would just go, work 60 hours a week as a nurse,
like
be in the studio all night long, traveling. I was traveling overseas doing shows in Russia, you know, and my coworkers didn't know anything about that. They didn't even know that I sang. Mm. So I was living a real private double life trying to make music work. And my fear was I'm going to get sick and I'm not going to be able to sing anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's good. Well, you went through all of that and you had to go through stuff to appreciate stuff. So you do appreciate.
And I'm about to say, like, that healing process, how long after that, like in between the chemo, the actual surgery, after that, how long was it between there? Did you start singing again? Because that shit is deep. Like,
and then you can answer my question after that.
Wait, because I'm trying, like, do you, no, because I'm trying to figure out, like,
I was in the middle of saying something and she just shut me up and punched her in the face.
Have you even had your colon checked?
Well, I've been cut off before in the middle of me talking. It's like driving, you know how you're trying to get over, motherfucker just click in front of you. But go ahead, carry on.
What it say right there? Anyway, no, I'm just saying, the time period from the news to the actual surgery to back to music?
The timeline was way longer than I would have wanted because, unfortunately, I had a super rare cancer. It's called carcinoid. So it's a neuroendocrine tumor. It's super hard to treat, and most oncologists maybe see it once in their lifetime.
And
so there was a lot of
oncologists.
No, so there was a lot of delay in care, and I'm a healthcare provider. So even I was like, what is this? And who has cancer in their appendix? You know,
it took way longer. Like,
no,
that's crazy.
It took way longer to find because the first thing I had was a surgeon who told me, you don't need anything else. I'm just going to take out the right side of your colon and that's it.
And
there's no other treatment.
Like,
he said, oh, this is like a baby cancer. You don't have to worry about it. And when I finally did see a specialist, they're like, are you crazy? It took you 4 months to get here. You've needed chemo. Like, you need to be on chemo. So that delayed me. And then that happened in August. The show spiel with The Voice didn't start happening until they started calling my phone in, like, April, May.
What year was that? Was that 16?
This is 2016. They started calling me. So what a lot of people don't realize is I actually did 2 seasons of The Voice.
Wow.
So when they called me and I told them no twice. I ended up going. I got to the point where you do the chairs. I sang, and nobody turned. And I was like, are you kidding me? Because when you sang down,
what did you
I was like, how dare you?
What did you sing?
Not something that I chose. I had to sing Vanessa Williams, Save the Best for Last.
How'd that go?
Well,
I ain't never.
They kept saying, "Oh, you have this Vanessa Williams look, and no one has sang this song on our show before." And the worst part was to have everybody turn around at the end and go, "You can sing, but like that song is just." And you like, "Oh, they set me up." Oh, hell no. They just set me up.
I've never heard that song before. I don't even remember any Vanessa Williams, so I just remember her being naked in Playboy. And she used to go with.
Yes. Yes.
What in the Cardi B is going?
Say the best for last. You heard that song before?
Yes, you know that song.
And when I thought it was best, you go and say. I thought that was a gospel song.
No.
I thought that was Yolanda Adams.
No, that's Vanessa Williams. Yeah, so it was a very interesting turner. And literally, I left. And a week later, they were calling me, "Oh, no, we want you for the next season." And I was like, oh,
did you get to pick your own song
y'all,
that time?
I did.
What you sang?
I sang Etta James, All I Could Do Is Cry.
I don't know that song neither.
Oh,
all I know is that Etta Laugh. Ain't that Etta?
Yeah.
Okay. Child.
And it was a much better experience the second time. So it took up a long span of time.
Who'd you wind up going with? Was it Alicia or was it with Blake?
I ended up going with Alicia, and everybody remembers that moment because she came up on stage and I said, when I was in high school, people used to call me Felicia Keys because I play keys. And she was like, oh, my God, that's crazy. And she came up and we ended up singing together. Yeah.
I know you part. Alicia, I heard some of your singing on the clip. And I know you probably blew her out the water. And I love Alicia.
I mean, Alicia was great, and I wish
y'all sang one of her songs because she has those.
She wanted us to sing Fallen. What they didn't show was we actually sang another song first, and they cut that out because I promised everybody backstage. I was like, I'm wearing this red. I was like, if Alicia turns around, I'm singing Girl on Fire. And she came up or whatever, and she's like, we should sing something together. And I'm like, I want to sing Girl on Fire. She's like, what you feeling like? I was like, Girl on Fire. And she's like, well, I'm feeling like Falling. She's like, all right, then. So I guess she didn't expect me to, like, bust it out. And I just, this girl is on fire. And the band just came in. And she was just like.
Because you probably sang in the key. She could sing it in live.
Oh, well, I don't know about all that. But then we cut. And we ended up doing Falling, and it ended up being like a crazy moment.
That's a long
And you know, so many people, they go like, oh, that moment had to be planned. I'm like, it really, really wasn't. I had no idea. To me, I was like, oh, if it's all over right now, that's great. Like, this solidifies me in voice history.
Yeah. So after The Voice, because who was the winner? I don't even know how that show go. Like, who
this
won?
This guy, Chris Blue, won. He was on Alicia's team, and she's managing him, I think, currently, or a team of her doing. She's still working with him in some capacity.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. But you're still doing your musical thing and.
Yes, well, I was smart. I think a lot of people go wrong. They go on these shows and then they don't have anything. They don't have no music. They don't have They don't have an idea of what kind of artist they want to be. They think that they're going to go on these shows and that people are going to make them something. And yes, while you're on the show, they make you something. They have wardrobe. They have hair. They have makeup. They make you this glamazon.
That's not like Love and Hip Hop.
But you're not singing your own stuff. You're out there singing somebody else's stuff. So you got to be careful of the way of the portrait that they're going to paint for you. Mm-hmm. So I was smart. I had music ready to go. And every time I would fly home from L.A., I was mixing my project, The Balancing Act. I wrote and produced entirely with live instrumentation, went into the studio in one day with the band and cut all 6 records, went back, like I mixed it super slow. So as soon as I was able to, when the show was over, I dropped my record.
So what's next for you? What do you have? What can we look forward to hearing from you or seeing you on?
Well, I'm doing a lot of private shows right now, and I'm doing a lot of stuff with biopharmaceutical companies from a nurse perspective, a patient perspective, patient advocacy, things like that, cancer awareness. And I'm just writing new music. So before The Balancing Act ever came out, I had a project called Bedroom Chronicles, which is super sexy, definitely bedroom music. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking that Bedroom Chronicles 2 is going to be the new move for me.
Think your album is it that powerful that you can't make it through the whole a CD of the Bedroom Chronicles? You know, some they used to make them little sex tapes back in the day, and you only could get past like one song because it was like, you know, it put you in that moment and that, you know, so you got Leave It In Music type, that type of music.
Wait,
like,
Leave It In as in pull out. Okay.
So you want to hear something new? This is breaking. You heard it first here.
Right.
So the first was Bedroom Chronicles.
Right.
The second is Bedroom Chronicles 2. Mm-hmm. Plan
is this like
B.
Almost like a 50
Plan
Shades
B.
of Grey?
Plan B.
That's what I'm talking. Look at that. Ooh.
Wait,
hold on. That name Leave It In.
Wait,
she
hold
got
on.
The
hold on. We got to take a little
like
break. I'll probably be pregnant again. Excuse me. I got to ask you about this Plan B, Leaving It In, Leaving the Lights On. And I see you blinging over there, sis.
Yes. This is what Bedroom Chronicles will get you. No.
Yes. More with the little motion. Felicia.
It's your boy C. Carter, the co-host of the Little Mo Show podcast, encouraging everybody to pick up a copy of the tell-all book, Tame a Little Mo, right now. It's available on Amazon.com.
Welcome back. It's the Little Mo Show, and as you can see, we're litty because we have to be talking about bedroom tings.
And we're talking about rings. Look at the rings on
there. Rings
and tings. You talking about
rings? You over here blinding?
Yeah, child, but I've been married a couple of times. You over there blinding me.
Crazy.
Look, I want to hide mine, and that's my damn nail.
Mm. So what? Listen. Yeah, oh, Skeet Carter, my bad. I'm sorry. We are back from break. Skeet Carter, co-host of Little Mo Show, and we have Felicia over here.
Hello.
Doing her thing. But listen, man, I heard the story about the special engagement and how you were proposed to, man. Could you tell me how you put your foot down or let the world know how you put your foot down and made him step his game up? Because you light-skinned girls ain't playing.
Oh, my God.
Well, no, I run my life on, unfortunately, women, we have a timer. Like, we can't be having babies forever and ever and ever.
See, you know, I was about to say, glad you said that, because how long were you in a relationship before you just like, yay?
We were together for 2 years.
Oh, yeah, that's a good.
You know, I know.
Been in a 10-year relationship.
I wasn't playing that game, and I was very clear from, like, our first date. Listen, like, I had a couple of rules, like, do you believe in God? Do you have a career? Do you have a car? How's your relationship with your parents? Do you, like,
you have
what
baby
you
mothers?
Got? Like, no. Like, and I had specific things that I wanted and did not want, and I was super clear of, like, if you're getting in a relationship with me, you're getting in a relationship with me to get married. Not tomorrow, but, like, that's the intent here. And I want kids, and I don't want my knees to be sounding like Rice Krispies when I get down on the floor to play with them. So we can't be waiting forever.
So what happened?
What I'm
tell us the story. Before
How'd you pull up on the kid?
What happened?
Well, we had been having some little disagreements about, you know, I would just keep saying little remarks like, well, I don't have a ring, or he'd ask me to do stuff, and I'm like, last time my hand checked, you know, this thing is empty.
But that's dope that you made that a priority, because there's a lot of people who are content with shacking, being a baby mom, or just living with their boyfriend. Like, why would you want to be a wife when this is just a wifey world now? People are cool with just, I have to have your last name, I'm cool, and really cook, clean, have kids by. Listen, I see situations as we speak, like right now, people have been together over a decade, and I'm just like,
no. I had an ex that I lived with, and literally we lived together for 3 months before I kicked him out and was like, this is not working here. So knew, I was like, I'm never living with anybody again until they put a ring on my finger, like with intent to marry me. And not just a ring to shut me up, but a ring with like, we're having a wedding, we're going to be married, I'm not playing that. And I was like, if you don't want that, no problem. Go on about your way, because I will find somebody else who will marry me. You know, make no mistake.
Damn.
And
so what happened?
You know, unbeknownst to me, he had already bought the ring before I was even arguing. He was just waiting to propose on his birthday.
Right, but you was all, you was forced, you was pressing the, you know, like, you all like, ha, ha, ha.
You know,
you from New York?
So, no.
So what happened? Because
okay,
you was on your way.
You were
traveling back and forth from what? You were going to?
I was traveling back and forth from The Voice.
Right.
And, you know, you go out there and you see a lot of things and you're just, you know, you're exposed to like a whole new world. And I'm sitting here like, I'm waiting for this guy to give me a ring. Mm-hmm. And like, I chose you. What are you doing?
Oh.
So you was about to leave
you
out.
You know.
He's about to leave out the door.
I was not playing any games.
And then he turned, what happened?
And then he got on his knee and asked me to marry him. It was the best day of my life.
And you was like,
I knew. Unfortunately, I'm very hard to surprise. So I knew from the second we were walking into the restaurant that that's what was about to happen.
When's your birthday?
My birthday is January 28th.
Oh, when's
his
birthday?
Is March 19th. So see, okay. My birthday is a problem because there's Christmas, then there's my birthday, then there's Valentine's Day. So at that point, I'm
Peter
like, you've missed you've missed three major opportunities to propose to me. So when is it happening?
So well, he felt like that. I hate when y'all do that. You can't.
Wait, what you mean?
He missed three. No, he didn't.
Wait, was Christmas, New Year's,
what his
and
money
Valentine's
was looking like or what he had
New
got
Year's,
going
my
on.
Birthday, Valentine's Day, because my birthday's at the end
but
of January.
But what if he was making way for Cinco de Mayo?
Who knows?
Taco Tuesday.
He was going to be left waiting out in the cold.
He could have been waiting for President's Day. He got to pay with presidents to get you the damn ring.
When do everybody get their income tax back?
Yeah, he could have been waiting for that.
April 16th, today.
She's sitting in the house all, man, you didn't miss.
But you know what, though? Now that we're planning, now that the wedding is like upon us and all this money is going out the door, I'm like, oh my God, this could
have
waited.
So you're going to have a big old wedding? Y'all going to have a big old wedding?
It ended up being so. Only because.
Wait, you married already?
No, I get married in the fall. Yeah.
Okay.
So I never planned on having a big wedding until I got sick. When I had cancer, literally one of my first thoughts was, man, I didn't even get to get married.
Damn.
So now that it's upon me and I have somebody that I love,
who's going to sing at the wedding?
No one. Because I have a whole family full of musicians.
No. Alicia, and pull up. She ain't doing
Alicia, nothing. Alicia, I haven't no, heard from
you can't,
Alicia.
You available? We
Alicia,
go.
Alicia, if you're out there, you can follow me on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook, you know. She lives the town over from me, actually. So
pull up at the house. Hey, yeah. Alicia, remember me? We did the thing? She might be salty because you sang the song and she wanted to sing Fallin'. Okay, do what you want to do. And they kept it. She's salty. She's from New York. She holds grudges.
I don't know. She kicked me off the team the next round, so
maybe that could have been why
I said serious.
Damn, Alicia! Why you do that to Felicia?
So how did you feel like, I mean, I don't know, we going back on that. So how did the show help you? Were you happy with the length that you were on there? Do you think it should have been different? Do you think you should have did anything different in that position?
Well, the goal, I guess, is to stay on as long as possible and not win.
That's the goal?
Yes.
Really?
For most of us that go on the show, that's your goal. Because if you win, you're locked into a contract. If you don't win, you're free and clear and you can do whatever you want, but you just got free advertising.
Right.
Right? You just got free marketing, free promotion, everything.
My
They're blasting
Instagram
out your socials.
Jumping. I'd have been selling flat tummy
Did Kelly Clarkson win?
Hmm? That's American Idol.
Oh, shit.
Oh boy.
Did she win the show?
She
Kelly
did Clarkson? Win. When she was on American Idol, she won.
She did win that show?
No, you stay on, but you don't win. So my goal was when you make it to the live playoffs of the show, you get custom in-ear monitors, and they're like $1,000, the ultimate ears.
But you know, with them
and
in-ear monitors,
like, yes.
You could whenever you get a booking, you could charge extra because you got to have them booked on the list. So I could bring my own and I could charge it, or you could rent them. That's what I learned.
Well,
I
have my own and I have my own pack. So I knew.
I hate
I was like,
those
Let
things,
me stay
though.
On long enough.
They make me do that.
I like them. I'm happy with it. It gave me marketing. I sang some amazing songs, and I felt like every person they put me against, no offense to anybody, I outsang everybody.
Hello.
I don't know how I got kicked off when I got kicked off, right. But you couldn't tell
you
me that anybody.
Alicia didn't want
to
sing.
You couldn't tell me that anybody I
she
stood next to.
Son. She ain't sing because Alicia, like, right. She lit. She was like, yo. She probably was clapping and so doing.
Like, I was happy with what I did.
You feel as though, like, you could deliver no matter who you battle and sing. Did you like that battling concept of the show, or you just wanted to sing and do you?
I really prefer to just sing and do me.
But that battle, but you going to step it up.
The battle was cool.
Because I sing, too. I do everything.
Oh, my God.
I sing, too, because I'm just saying.
No, but I was about to say, you know what's crazy? That they can have all these competition shows, and they'll have, like, The Voice, the American
Idol. Now they have the
Idol,
new one, The Four.
They'll have all these shows, but as soon as you are in the industry, if you compete, oh my God, why can't we have no female unity? Like, it's crazy how these shows wind up being number one and everybody wants to get on these shows and that's a dream come true. And then once you get validated and signed and become a basically an artist, they don't, the competition stops. And I'm just like, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
Like, because if I say, oh, like, I literally had beef in the industry because I was like, I sing circles around. And people were literally like, oh, well, I don't want to do no show. And I'm just like, no, because, like, we come here to really sing.
Right, yeah.
We're cut from that singing cloth, not sing a piece of a song and just be
I like your voice. I'm just going to cut you off. I like the way you sing. I like the way you put your spin on things. Of any. I heard you singing as well. And I think I like the way you put your...
You a lot of
cologne. Yeah, here you go. So, and I think that, you know, because I sing too. I think I can sing better than both of y'all. But I think that we all should... Did you see Beyonce sing Coachella? She sung Lit Dairy Voice and sing?
Oh, yeah.
Did you see her do that?
I didn't even see the...
I saw that piece of it.
I heard it's like on Facebook. Can you send me the link?
YouTube, you had to watch it live. I don't know if you could do...
It's not available no more? Because, you know, they'll scrub the internet.
They scrub
the internet. There's a lot of... But you can catch pieces like 5 minutes.
I want to see the whole thing because everybody's...
No. I'm trying to get y'all to sing.
She'll probably have it as a DVD.
All right, start off something. I want to hear you sing because they was like, she going to sing. She thinks on the spot.
That's what I'm saying. So we can pull something off. If y'all need me to start? Because I mean, because I can... Or because, you know, I do Drew Hill. That's what I sing. Y'all know if y'all can handle Five Steps. But I can start, you know.
Oh, my God. That's a talent. That's really a talent show song.
I know, because I could kill it from the beginning. Ready?
Oh my God.
You know.
Why don't everybody got clear their throat? And you know you're not supposed to do that. Okay. Now you got me clearing mine. Ready, set, go.
I don't know how much longer. Mm-hmm. Hold on, my part will get. You're gonna be here.
You sound good.
So I say my prayers every night. One for my mother and one for my father.
Say, Skeet.
And one for the love of my life.
Hey.
Somebody got to jump in.
I don't know.
So if you decide to leave today,
mm-hmm.
you can leave tomorrow at the door and take only half of yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And forget our hope of the presence, cause it just went.
We were fine. No, you're not supposed to go to my notes.
Oh, shit.
Never mind. You don't know.
I did all that fucking singing for nothing. Cut it off. All that off.
I didn't know where we were going with this.
Me neither. Cause he wants to. Skeet. Oh, I'm stuck to this shit. No, Skeet sings, raps, and he does like everything.
I don't sing it. That was...
So we usually, when we have like a new artist spotlight, we usually like the guest to like. Showcase a little bit of their talent because people were like, oh, she done sat up there and said she sang Alicia Keys around the piano and she was doing touring and all that stuff. So what can she do? So can you do something for us today, Felicia?
Just something for nothing.
I'll sing you.
You want to stand up?
I'm going to stand because my grandmother would be rolling in her grave if she saw me singing.
Sitting down.
Oh,
this is a family thing.
So this is my song Carpe Diem, which means seize the day in Latin.
Oh, yes.
Okay, we can't sing along. We don't know the lyrics.
No, you don't know the lyrics.
Cool, good.
But you'll feel the words. Don't worry.
Is this from the sex tape?
No, this is from the Balancing Act. This is from my latest project.
Okay.
Okay. I'm so tired of this 9-to-5, said I'm exhausted. Oh, cause this ain't living life and I want freedom to do the things I like and I ain't stopping until I'm satisfied. I said I just don't want to deal with life today. I said my mailbox is filled up with bills that I can't pay. And my doctor keeps saying things I don't want to hear. Well, I'm just hoping I can see next year. But something's gotta give and something's gotta change. It's not enough to live. You gotta seize the day. I said something's gotta give and something's gotta change. It's not enough to live. You gotta seize the day. Carpe diem.
God damn.
Carpe diem. Ooh, oh, carpe diem. Oh, oh, oh. Carpe diem.
Oh,
damn. Well, give everybody your social media.
That was good, man.
Just leave it on.
Ain't nobody clapped for me. That was good. Yeah. Girl, you did that. I thought it was empty when I said it.
Where can we get the dash? When you said about the bills I can't pay?
Yeah.
Bruh.
Well,
I felt that from my soul.
You can find me at www.FeliciaTemple.com. All of my social media handles are at Felicia Temple. So you can find me on Twitter, Instagram. My Facebook is at Felicia Temple Music. You can download my project, The Balancing Act. Everywhere music is available, Spotify, Tidal,
Where's
Apple
the plan
Music,
B, Joe?
Google Play, Plan B, that's sitting in my little pocket because I'm getting right. I just colored my hair. I'm all blonde. I'm feeling
I see
ready
you, sis.
To,
yeah, I see you, sis. Blonde is in.
You know, you know, so I'm getting ready to do some new stuff and do a little traveling and do some shows. I have a show coming up in Amsterdam and another show in Florida. Yeah, so...
Can we
got
go
some
with
good
you?
Things. Come my purse. I'll put you in my purse.
Do your husband to be he going to roll with you? Or do you be like, baby, go to work. Don't try to,
Well, my fiance, he tries, but he travels on his own. He has a company called Trill and Not Trill. So they're constantly traveling and educating people on how to infuse pop culture into their lesson plans.
You just say how to infuse weed
no,
into
no,
candy
no, and... no. Yeah, he's a college dope. Professor. Yeah, so.
Oh, so y'all lit.
Yeah, we're doing,
I like
we're
that.
Doing some cool stuff. Shout out Trill and Not Trill.
Yeah, we're going to have to pay for that. We're going to do that.
Wait, where are you based out of now?
I'm in Jersey.
You have to come back because we're about to do a live show and I want you to sing at that thing. I like when people can really sing. That
What does that mean? It's catchy because he's trying to sing
the damn day.
I thought it was about to be
Seize
over. I was like, okay, she's like, Australia.
But I heard them chord changes in there. I was like, ooh.
That's how you know somebody can
it's
sing.
Good. I got when a live go... organ in that record.
I didn't know. And I was like, oh, yeah, she's
I had somebody play that B3.
You know, she would grow up. She grew up with the best. You heard the way she talked with the record. That's what my aunts be like, you heard that record? That's how my aunts
now they say, you heard the song? No, we used to say record, that track.
She said, there's an organ in that record. She said, like, my
Thank you so much, Felicia, for joining
for
us today.
Me.
Like, such a great inspiration. Wow. Much success to you on top of all that you're already doing, and so glad that you pushed through. So, from cancer survivor, you didn't fall victim to The Voice, and you surpassed all the expectations to what you're doing today. You've literally seized the day. And, like, yeah, you did that. So, shout out to you for coming through to the OG Podcast Network, to Next Level Publishing, to you that are watching and viewing. Make sure you support. If somebody wants to book you next show, is there anything coming up? Like, where can we see you live? Because...
That is still...
I know. It just feels like you having it. Like, to go to one of your shows is like an experience.
Yes, my shows are quite an experience. So I'm actually plotting something, hopefully for June. I don't have the date locked down yet because when I do a show,
well,
I like it to be... Yes, I like it to be big. I think I want to have a live string section at my next show. So,
okay, all right, Beyonce, because you know them string sections cost a coin.
It's expensive.
I know, that's right.
But that's why I got to work. That's why I be at work.
You got like, and that's a real job. You not like, what kind of nurse are you? LPN, CN, RN?
No, I'm an RN, BSN, CAPA.
So that's an RN. Yeah. I'm not trying to slap with the people that be just wiping ass. Debbie, I'm a nurse
an
and be like, no.
Oh, these medical assistants.
No, the CNAs.
Basky.
Talking about the Cena.
The Cena certificate, the white ass.
I'm an RN. I have my bachelor's. I work in recovery
room. RN, what else?
RN, BSN, CAPA.
See, a lot of these girls be RN, just regular niggas. They don't even come to be a
resident.
Bye.
These regular niggas walk around with scrubs on. You know they don't work at the hospital.
And why can't they wear scrubs outside?
Scrubs.
That's germs.
No, but they can't wear them scrubs in the hospital.
And
anytime
they take a picture in their scrubs, their bio usually says, and my son is my king.
Yes!
Yeah!
Jesus lover. Virgo.
Yeah, it's too much. Like, girl, you ain't
such and
nobody.
Such as mommy.
Yes,
the king.
Mm-hmm.
You drowned at the pool. She wouldn't know what to do. Like, how? Call somebody.
But,
you got the scrubs.
But she got her stethoscope with the girl. Be like, they don't. The fake ones don't never have no stethoscope. They just have a mask because they steal them because they got.
They go get their nails done and they got the mask on their face. And
no, I'm not lying. And they try to wear the clogs because they want to feel important.
No,
it ain't got nothing to do with
a
bunch
of
work.
I work recovery room. I work the credentials stand for certified ambulatory peri-anesthesia nurse.
Yeah, I know what it means.
So you're not putting people to sleep.
No. But I'm there. No. Yes.
She said, no.
Minimal sedation, not general anesthesia.
Oh, you got any perks? No, I'm just kidding. Thank y'all so much for joining us today. We love you!
Oh, my God.